כי חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי מן מוות. כי חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי מן מוות. אתני, אתני, איני מן דימה. אתני, אתני, איני מן דימה. אורג לי, אורג לי, רג לי, אורג לי, אורג לי, רג לי מן דחי.
מתוך רבש כרך א', מאמר
From the writings of Rabash, Love of Friends. And a certain man found him, and behold, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying, What are you seeking? And he said, I seek my brothers. Tell me, I pray. I pray to you, where are they feeding the flock? A man wandering in the field refers to a place from which the crop of the field from which the crop of the field sustains the world, should spring. And the works of the field are plowing, sowing, and reaping. It is said about that, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. This is called a field which the Lord has blessed. Baal Turim explained that a person wandering in the field refers to one who strays from the path of reason, who does not know the real path, which leads to the place he should reach, as in a donkey wandering the field. And he comes to a state where he thinks that he will never achieve the goal that he should achieve. And the man asked him, saying, What are you seeking? Meaning, how can I help you? And he said, I seek my brethren. By being together with my brothers, that is, by being in a group where there is love of friends, I will be able to mount the trail that leads to the house of God. And this trail is called a path of bestowal. And this way is against our nature. To be able to achieve it, there is no other way but the love of friends, by which everyone and each one can help his friend. And the man said, they departed hence, and Rashi interpreted that they had departed themselves from the brotherhood, meaning they do not want to bond with you. This ultimately caused Israel's exile in Egypt. And to be redeemed from Egypt, we must take it upon ourselves to enter a group that wants to be in love of friends. And by that, we will be rewarded with exodus from Egypt and the reception of the Torah. Workshop question. Each friend in the 10 expresses in one sentence his love for the friends above hatred in order to fill them with joy and confidence. Again, workshop question. Each friend in the 10 expresses using one sentence his love for the friends above hatred in order to fill them with joy and confidence.
רוצה להגיד לכם ש
I want to tell you that
החיים שלי
my life
כל יום
every day
are
called life only thanks to you.
Only thanks
to coming here with you, to hear every day.
I'm
supposed to be one sentence, right? Just one long run-on sentence.
אני אוהב אתכם כי אתם נותנים לי חיים.
I love you because you give me life. I want to add to Alex that I love you because I'm entirely dependent on you. Without you, I can't move.
Stas,
only together with you can we rise. Vlad. Yes, I love you because you are my life. Danny.
I
dedicate my life to bring you to the Creator. Raz.
The
truth is, all of us are sitting here on the table because apparently the Creator loves us. We did something good. And this love, it's a great privilege to be able to sit here on the table. Simply, just imagine it's unconditional love. Guy. Every moment I try to think about you and be concerned for you, and my thought strays. I see it, I look at it as a sign of the Creator wanting to strengthen the connection between us, so there's no other goal in life other than focusing all this in the center of the group. You're great friends. To look upon you is not to look inside myself. I'm also alive because of you. For you. I hope that we'll succeed this time together. We'll succeed in everything. In what the Kabbalists wanted to succeed in. In everything that we want to do. Alex.
I don't know if it'll give you an uplifted mood, but I promise to you that I am with you always, forever.
Moti, I'm sure to fill you with joy.
Second workshop question. How do we need to relate to one another in order to receive the correcting force within the Zohar? Again, how do we need to relate to one another in order to receive the corrective force which is found within the Zohar?
All of our work is just correcting the attitude towards one another. From lack of connection to connection, that's all the correction. That's why we're studying the Zohar at this moment, in order to contain, to ask the Creator to connect between us.
To see you as great, truly great, and to want to adhere to you, to be together with you.
We need to pray one for the other, that the Creator would connect the friends. He would give them the place in which he can be revealed.
We should probably say it all together, speak all together, right? But yeah, we need to be in the lesson like in a workshop where we always speak during the Zohar, that our inner speech, discourse, will never cease. To always speak with the friends internally and to always follow the text.
We need to relate to one another, to treat one another as one man with one heart, one kli, entirely directed to the light that reforms. Yes, like Danny said, it's like in the workshop that we perform together. Every friend is included with the other friends, integrated together, praying for the other friends, and then together we draw the reforming light. I don't have anything to say, even. I hope to relate correctly to you and to speak to you internally during the Zohar somehow. You are beautiful and precious friends. And let that force change whatever needs changing, create something new within me, so that you'll find it more pleasant to be around me. It seems to me that, first of all, primarily, to have any kind of relations, hatred, love, never mind, all kinds of states, but to examine myself if I truly relate to my friends at all, not just to myself.
In order to know how to treat one another, it's very easy, very simple, to put the friends as your child, as your brother. And this is how you would think about what you would want for them, how you'd fulfill them. That's how you would do it with the friends. Think about them as a child.
Yes, the main thing is the connection between us and not anything else. Just thinking of the connection between us and for the light, that the light affects us, ties us together.
Think about the friends as children, as the closest people in the world to me. It's part of my soul. The Creator brought them here in order for us to love each other. Let's ask Him to help us.
With joy and gratitude.
כן, קודם כל להודות על המעמד שזכינו אליו.
To give thanks for the position we found ourselves in, and ask that the Creator connect us.